Minnesota's most populous county is sending a growing number of troubled kids to other states for treatment. Hennepin County officials say there are hardly any places in Minnesota where they can send kids with recent histories of violence, especially after one of the state's largest juvenile institutions closed 3 years ago amid allegations of maltreatment. But an APM Reports investigation finds some of the out-of-state facilities the county has turned to have troubles of their own. Curtis Gilbert has the story.
Markel Olaf has been in the system for half his life. His mom lost custody of him when he was 9 years old. From then on, he bounced from foster home to foster home. He picked up charges for armed robbery. And Hennepin County sent him to a long list of treatment centers in hopes of putting him on a better path.
Last time I checked, I was in 36 places.
36?
Yes.
When he was 13, Hennepin County sent him to Kids Peace Mesabi Academy in the northern Minnesota town of Buell.
If they had a hell on earth, I believe that I would equal that to it.
Markel says there were lots of fights there, and he felt like the staff didn't care about him. But he made it through the program. Less than a year after he left, APM Reports aired a series of stories about Mesabi. The investigation found allegations of maltreatment, poor staff training, and opaque state oversight.
It came as a surprise.
Judge David Piper presides over juvenile court in Hennepin County.
It was a very difficult situation because a lot of decisions needed to be made quickly, and kids had to be pulled immediately, either the same day or the next day.
Other counties removed their kids, too, and Mesabi shut down within a month. In the years that followed, the county reduced the number of kids it sent to big institutions like Mesabi by providing more services to troubled kids in their home communities. But losing the 123-bed facility still left the county with a big problem. Mesabi was willing to take kids who'd committed violent offenses or been kicked out of other facilities for assaulting people. Most other places in Minnesota weren't. So Hennepin County had to look outside the state. One of the places it found was Clarinda Academy. It's more than 300 miles from Minneapolis, in the southwest corner of Iowa. In 2017, the year after Mesabi closed, Hennepin shipped 7 kids to Clarinda. Markel Olaf was one of them. He thought the new facility was okay, but the county didn't. Its quality assurance manager, Alyssa Benson, says by the following year, problems emerged at Clarinda Academy.
We had some concerns about the way our youth were being treated and the treatment they were receiving, and our division manager at the time made a decision, I believe it was June of last year, to pull all of the kids out of there.
The county hasn't disclosed exactly what sparked those concerns. A spokesman said only, quote, "We felt that the facility was unable to meet our safety and well-being requirements for clients." Washington State also decided to pull its kids out of Clarinda last year after a disability rights group complained about the treatment there. Clarinda is run by Sequel Youth and Family Services. It's a for-profit company based in Alabama, and it operates more than 40 programs for troubled kids spread across 20 states. Hennepin County still sends kids to 3 of them. The one the county uses the most is Lakeside Academy in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It sent a dozen kids there last year. Benson says there was no place in Minnesota that would take them.
So if we've exhausted all of our options in Minnesota, we will place kids out of the state, but it is our last resort.
You mentioned pulling kids out of Clarinda, and Lakeside Academy is run by the same company, Sequel. How did you make sure that the kinds of concerns that you had about Clarinda weren't happening in Lakeside too?
We have just done consistent oversight, making sure that youth are seen at least once a month and they're seen alone without staff present, so they feel free to speak about how things are going. If they feel safe, are they getting their medical needs met? And we're addressing concerns head on as soon as we hear about them.
The county's contract also requires Lakeside Academy to alert it to any allegations of staff misconduct within 24 hours. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has cited Lakeside for rule violations on 6 separate occasions in the last year. In one case, an employee slapped and pushed a resident in an aggressive manner. In another, a resident was restrained 4 times in a way that was, quote, unwarranted, as well as inappropriate or unsafe. Overall, one state inspector concluded, quote, staff are not following the policies and procedure for appropriate interactions with residents. The report went on, as such, staff are demonstrating an inability to perform the functions of their job, as they all know the requirements and yet do not follow them. SQL responded by moving the employees cited by the investigator to other units. It reported one was no longer working for the company. Benson says she wasn't aware of that investigation because it happened a year ago, and she's only been in her current job 6 months. But she says the county has raised concerns about high staff turnover at Lakeside Academy.
We have been working with all of our SQL facilities, quite frankly, on staff retention and training and making sure they're keeping the best staff there for our youth.
In October, a state inspection showed 40% of Lakeside employees had been on the job less than a year. Lakeside's parent company, SQL, said its CEO wasn't available for an interview. It provided a written statement saying it was working, quote, very hard to continually improve our practices and ensure that we are providing the best care possible for our students. As evidence, it pointed to its new CEO and leadership team, hundreds of additional security cameras, and a new system that uses padded shields to reduce the need to physically restrain kids. About a quarter of the 2,000 residents at SQL facilities come from other states. But a SQL executive recently acknowledged it's usually best to keep kids close to home.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Mandy Moses. And I'm the
Chief Operating Officer Mandy Moses spoke at a public hearing in April.
Many states do not have facilities or a network of services, which means young people are sent out of state. This is not ideal because the kids are not in their home communities, they're not with their friends, and not with their families.
Hennepin County isn't the only place sending more kids across state lines for treatment. The numbers are up statewide in Minnesota. Oregon has also been sending more kids out of state. Sarah Gelser is a state senator there, and she's been trying to bring those kids home. Senator Gelser recently returned from visiting three facilities run by SQL. She says the programs were better than she expected, but she still doesn't think Oregon kids belong there.
I think the biggest problem, and this is something different than I would have said before I went on this trip, is the message that it sends to the kids. One boy said to me that he was only in the very rural place that he was because he was so bad that absolutely nobody in Oregon would take him. Nobody wanted him.
It makes you feel like you're not wanted anywhere. It makes you feel like you're just unwelcome. It just messes with your head.
Markel Olaf recently left his last residential treatment center in December. It was SQL's Lakeside Academy in Michigan. He succeeded in the program there and left shortly before his 18th birthday. Now he's an adult, back in Minnesota. Earlier this month, he was arrested and charged with four felonies. Prosecutors say he met a stranger on a social media app and beat him with a tree branch.
Do you think you got any, like, benefit from being at Lakeside Academy? I mean, was it to improve your life, or did you learn anything, or did it help you in any way?
I am kind of in jail right now after I've been there, so not really.
Olaf says he'll probably plead guilty and try to get probation. For now, he's locked up in a cell with another young man. They're both alumni of Lakeside Academy and Mesabi Academy. For NPR News and APM Reports, I'm Curtis Gilbert.